Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and love. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that you've richly given to us through the works of redemption. As we glean and lean on him today, I thank you, Lord, that the truth of your word is permeating the souls and hearts of men, bringing a liberation and establishment in your truth. We glorify you, for everyone who listens today shall be illuminated and walk in that light, in Jesus' name. Amen. This has been an amazing journey for the last couple of weeks and days, and we've built our conversation and we're still building on it. Hope to culminate sooner than before, and I trust and promise you on this, that this is a life-changing, liberating understanding on how you should give. Remember, these conversations are bringing much clarity and helping you get answers for the contentions that are there. Should I give a tithe? Should I not give a tithe? Should I give fast fruit? Should I not give fast fruit? All these I'm addressing, knowing that at the end of the day, when the light hits you, you'll stop such conversation and oblige, and in the character and attitude of God towards the things of God. Fast fruit is a word that is used in the Bible, and its definition in Hebrew, it means the first or the beginning. And when you look at the word beginning, it's used 51 times in the Bible. In Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created. In Leviticus 23:10, speak unto the children of Israel, say unto them, when you come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest unto the priest. Genesis 49:3, remember thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and excellency of power. Moses is writing and is telling us something. Moses is writing and is instructing the children of Israel, when they come into the land which God has given them. So this land they were to come into was the one that God had given them. And we all know in the Bible is the Canaan land. This land explains that the children of Israel never gave their first fruit until they got to the land of Canaan. And the first fruit was in relation to the harvest. When you enter into the land and you've harvested, verse 10 again, speak unto the children and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest to your priest. When you get into this land, you've harvested, you've planted, you've harvested, the first sheaf of your harvest you shall bring to the priest. So the use of offering and items to be offered showed that the first fruit was a feast. In its usage in the Old Testament books, it was referred to as the Feast of Pentecost. Let's look at Deuteronomy 26. And it shall be, when thou art come into the land which the Lord God give unto thee for an inheritance, and possess it and dwell therein, you shall take the first fruit of all the earth which you shall bring of your land that the Lord your God gives you, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go unto the place which God shall choose to place his name there. And you shall go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God that I am coming to the country which the Lord swore unto our fathers. And the priest shall take the basket out of your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord God, the Lord your God, and you shall speak and say before the Lord thy God, a Syrian ready to perish was my father, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation great, mighty, and populous. Verse 6, and the Egyptian evil entreated us and afflicted us, and the land upon us had bondage. Look at verse 9. And he has brought us into this place and has given us this land, even a land that flows with milk and honey. And now behold, I have brought the first fruit of the land which you, O Lord, has given me, and you shall set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord your God. So this is to show you that when they came into the land which they had been promised, is they took the first priest, the first fruit, to the priests. And this first fruit was a result of them entering Canaan. And in entering Canaan, they took the first fruit to the priest, and says the priest will lay it before the Lord. Verse 10 of Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 10. Part B, and thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship before God thy Lord. So it is important for us to look at this, that the first fruit was out of the harvest that they got in the promised land, and they were to take it to the priest, who will in turn lay it on the altar. Why were they doing this? What we've read before, that when they came into the land, these people will come and testify. Jacob went to Israel as a sojourner, became a great nation, populous. Then they were under bondage, afflicted. And when they cried to the Lord of their father, the Lord heard their voice and looked at their affliction and labor and oppression. And the Lord brought us out of the Egypt. So he brought them out of the Egypt with his mighty hand and outstretched them, and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders. So when he brought them to this place that he gave them, which is the land of Canaan. And out of that, they were to give first fruit as a way, a token of appreciation of what God has done over their lives. And that is the practice that was there. That is the practice that was there in those days, because of what the Lord had done. From bondage to liberty and to ownership of land. So the ownership of land, the fruit, the benefits that they are getting there, the harvest, they were taking the first fruit before the Lord. Now, let's look how it was practiced. Exodus 34, verse 22, and you shall observe the feast of the weeks of the first fruit of the wheat of harvest, and the feast of the ingathering at the year's end. Verse 26, the first fruit of thy land you shall bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. You shall not sip a kid in his mother's milk. Exodus 23, verse 16, and the feast of harvest, the first fruit of thy labors which you have sown in the field, and the feast of the ingathering, which is the end of the year, when you have gathered the laborers and in the yield. So I want you to see that the first fruit was taken to the priest, and this first fruit was of the land, was for the land, and they didn't give first fruit until they entered the promised land. When you look at Leviticus 2:14, and if thou offer a meat offering of thy first fruit unto the Lord, thou shalt offer the meat offering of thy first fruit, green ears of corn dried by the fire, even corn beaten to the full ears. Leviticus 23, you find the same story of first fruit verse 14. So you find that the first fruit they were giving was a memorial of what happened in the land of Egypt. It was celebrated as a feast of the first fruit, also called the Pentecost. So this is what happened in Egypt, in terms of they were under affliction, they were under bondage. God sets them free, gives them land. So they were doing it in remembrance, is a memorial offering. Look at Deuteronomy 26 and verse 5. And you shall speak and say before the Lord your God, Assyrian ready to perish was my father, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few and became there a nation great and mighty and populous. And the Egyptian evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried unto the Lord our God, the God of our father, the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. So the purpose of this feast, the first fruit feast, was to remember of what happened in the land of Egypt, and this was to be effected in the land of Canaan or Canaan. So those are some of the main things that you need to observe when it comes to the first fruit. Without those observations, then it means that I am yet to understand. I repeat, the first fruit was given was to be established or to be practiced in the Canaan land, in the promised land. And the reason they did this is a memorial that a sojourner, an Assyrian, went into Egypt, became a great nation, entered into slavery, was afflicted. They cried unto the Lord. Exodus. And God heard their cry, and he sent Moses, and he delivered them. And in his delivering of the Israelites, he told them he will take them to a promised land. This promised land is what he had sworn to Abraham. So this land of Canaan, when they came into the land, God is in Deuteronomy. By the time Moses is writing Deuteronomy, they were not yet in Canaan land. And this is what you'll find now. Joshua 1:8, when he says, this book of the law, thou shalt meditate on it day and night. When Joshua is hearing that instruction from God, it's because Moses had already written the book of law. So what was the meditation of the Israelites? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. The books of the law. This book of the law, you shall meditate on it. So the meditation was on what Moses had written. And God instructs Joshua, he says, make sure everything that Moses said, it is adhered to, it is practiced. So in Deuteronomy, when Moses instructed about the first fruit, why did the Israelites practice the first fruit in Canaan land? Because Moses had instructed them before. So they were meditating on it. Thou shalt meditate and make your ways prosperous. So the way of them prospering in that promised land is by observing the instructions of Moses, which is the book of law. Now, Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, and Leviticus, those five books, that is what they were to meditate on. So there's things that you need to note about the first fruit. Number one, the practice was to be effected in the land of Canaan, and the practice was to be observed in their 40 years. In their 40 years in the wilderness, this practice was not to be observed. Those 40 years they were in the wilderness, they didn't give first fruit. But as they entered Canaan, this was to be effected. And that is why the practice began there, because the instructions pointed them there. Number two, first fruit will be farm produce and livestock. It was never money or salary. The first fruit of the land. So they harvested, they gave the flocks, they gave the animals, the herds, as the first fruit of the land. Number three, it was for land owners, not slaves or employees. Those land owners will take from the produce of the land. The land owners will take the produce of the land. This shows you that the Leviticus who are receiving 10% did not own any land or any property, were not to give. The slaves were not to give. The poor were not to give. Only those who owned land. Number four, the first fruit was a feast that had to do with planting season in Israel. So this shows you that it was about the agricultural produce that were being received from one cultivating the land. Number five, just like what we had conversation about the tithe, that only farmers, herdsmen could give tithe and fast food, not engineers, doctors, lawyers, as it was not taught in the episodes as giving, neither it is practicable today, because the specific people, the fruit of the land was food. And this was a commandment of the children of Israel who left Egypt. Numbers chapter 18 verse 12. All the best of the soil and all the best of wine and of wheat and of the first fruit of them which they shall offer unto the Lord, them have I given thee. In Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. And that is where we begin. That the first fruit, I'll repeat in a nutshell, first fruit was a practice that was to be initiated or effected as they entered the promised land. The first fruit was about the produce, the harvest of the land. Secondly, only land owners, those who possessed land, were entitled to give first fruit. Number four, the first fruit was a feast that had to do with planting season in Israel. Number five, just like the tithe, only farmers and herdsmen could give tithe and first fruit of their produce. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify you, Lord, for what you've engaged, taught us, and made us to grow into. May we live in this reality. In Jesus' name, amen.